better listen very carefully.
A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready.
Essentially, at this point, the fight is over.
So you pretty much flow with the goal.
Who is worthy to be trusted with the secret to limitless power?
I'm ready.
Man, I'm so pumped because I am hydrated by our good friends at Sodi. Sodi are an Australian brand who are keeping all the best athletes hydrated. Or maybe you're just a thirsty human and you are trying to be a bit less thirsty. This is my favorite flavor. This is salty grapefruit. Seriously underrated. Very fresh. Now, essentially, we are human walking oceans. We need to have sodium, potassium, and magnesium in our blood. And that's what these guys have done. So Jason Kale at Sodi put together this beautiful product. And you, my friends, can get a discount when you order with the discount code BULLETPROOF15 for 15% off. And you can stay very hydrated. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Bulletproof for BJJ podcast. Bruises, impact injuries, edemas. Look at Joey. He's got one.
I got a bruise.
That's it. Soft tissue injuries, they happen all the time.
What's an edema? Is that like an egg?
Yeah, similar. Right. So it's like a confluence of blood.
It
just comes together in a spot. May have seen it most recently on somebody's shin or head. Actually, there was one with...
Joanna, your dry check?
Oh my God, the alien
look. Yeah, it was pretty horrific. It was like a half of her head.
A sack.
Yeah.
And it just makes everything else crazy. Okay, yeah.
Full of blood, full of fluid.
Yeah, and you might have experienced this on your knee. I have more recently been experiencing it on my hands, fingers getting smashed. Yeah, and we get them. I don't know about you, if you've had this job. I mean, obviously, you've got the bruise on the arm where you go after training, go to get in the shower, and you're like, what the hell? You got some weird bruise in your armpit. You're like, how'd that get there? Maybe someone's playing spider guard and they just like heel kicked you in the ribs. Jiu-jitsu, we get these impact injuries and we probably, you know, in toughness, we go, yeah, it's part of the game. But it can really slow you down. It can stop you in your day-to-day. And actually, it can kind of make you hesitate when you go to training. You're like, maybe I won't go to training tonight. I'm fucking banged up. Look at me.
That's a fucking pussy talk right there, son.
People do say it. I've heard it before. It is possible.
Oh, no days off. Joey doesn't think like that.
No days off from... rest rounds. That's pure dedication, yeah. People.
Oh, I fucking showed up. I didn't train. I showed up.
Yeah, but you were there.
I was there.
But, so I wanted to talk about it because not only do they happen and they can be kind of problematic, people can also over-dramatize them too because they're maybe not as bad as they seem. And there's also ways that you can speed up the recovery on them too.
You can deal with this shit. Yeah, like I got a train in the gi the other day. Terrible fucking decision.
Train in the gi.
I learned my lesson, guys. And I got this bruise, this classic inside where probably someone's grabbed a handful of ghee and skin. Mm. And I'm like, fucking ghee grips. But like, it doesn't hurt, right? It doesn't stop me doing anything. But I think, you know, I can think recently, like I've had this thumb thing that's pretty kind of painful. No visible bruising, right? But damage, trauma in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And the shin ones, you know, when you get that bone bruise.
Oh, dude.
They're really bad because I find they usually hang around for a month or two.
Ages, bone bruising.
And they hurt so much.
Yeah.
Like someone knocks it again and you're like, ah.
But even you don't, you just go to put on pants and you brush it and you're like, why? Like, Paulo Costa's shin. You think you've got an edema there, but it's not. That's, you know. But I went to judo last night and we were doing foot sweeps and like inner trips, outer trips, whatever. People were just fucking shin kicking me, man. No one was doing it right. It was just shin kick, heel strike. Guys, come on, slow it down. But what it means is you wake up the next day, you go, oh, God, what can you do about it? It's not – so if you get a cramp, you're like, oh, I'll stretch the muscle out, something like that. You get a direct impact injury, your bicep, your neck, your chest, wherever. It's just sore. What can you do with it? And this is
can
the
you
thing.
Do?
What can you do? So recently I've been doing a lot of body lock passing. So I've been getting in tight, squeezing my hands together in different ways. But here's the thing. If you are able to get your hands together on the body lock and you're committed, sometimes people will try and sit up, push you away, or they'll move away. And then in the process of you trying to flatten them down and separate them, they'll fall. So it's your hands are locked and you can let go, but if you're determined to get the body lock, you keep it. And it's their body, your body weight, and it just goes smack. And I've been getting crazy alien head lumps on my fingers.
Wow.
And they're incredibly painful because I can't bend the finger. And I'm like, oh, have I done really bad damage here? But over time, the blood kind of moves away. And the more you move it, actually, it disperses. But then the bruise spreads. Mm. Now, some of you may have experienced this if you've rolled your ankle, that it starts as like purple in one spot and then it kind of spreads out into a bluey, browny yellow across your whole foot. The bruising spreads out. And I wanted to talk about this because we all experience it, but no one talks about it because it's kind of considered like, maybe it's like a wussy, weak thing to be like, oh, I've got a bruise. Oh, it's just a bruise. Don't worry about it.
Well, there's bruises and there's bruises, isn't there?
Yes.
Like, yeah, and the little sort of superficial ones you get that are like usually look kind of bad, that people go, oh, you got a bruise on your leg. You're like, oh, it doesn't hurt. But I find it's often, sometimes you get shit. Sprained ankle, you see that and it fucking hurts.
Oh, yeah.
But there are some, like there are some really common ones that you get that you don't see, but it's sore as fuck.
It's brutal.
And often when you've got that shit, you'll start to move in a less coordinated way because you're trying to protect it a bit, and then you often end up hurting yourself again in another way.
Yeah, that's true. This is definitely the thing that we probably don't all appreciate is the compensation. I actually got kicked in the calf. Someone was like trying to sweep me, and instead of like kind of catching my foot and elevating me, they just shin kicked me in the back of the calf, and I was like, oh. And they looked at me like, am I sweeping you right now? And I'm like, bro, stop, hang on. And I can't stretch it out.
You said stop, that's a verbal submission.
I said, hang on a sec.
That's a verbal submission.
That's not a verbal submission. What are you talking about?
It is.
What? Like if someone kicks you in the balls? Hey, the referee will stop and go, are your balls okay? You're not going
to
be like,
I mean, if the ref sees
a ball strike.
But if I have to say to the ref, I'm just saying, it's the rules.
If your mouth goes.
You tap to the guy, no big deal. Carry on with your story.
It's not the rules. I think this is some rubbish. Anyway.
In competition though.
But we're not in competition. We're just rolling.
We're always in competition, bro.
It's
not a competition. I'm just a competitive person. Get them conflated.
I love it. What's so funny about the conversations Joe and I have is he thinks that it's a verbal jiu-jitsu move to use my philosophy back against me. And I'm like,
JD's like, I said that. Doesn't mean I believe it.
No, you're learning. I'm glad you're learning. I'm glad Joe understands what's going on.
Yeah, I might have said that. Doesn't
here.
Mean I believe it.
No, that's not true. If I said it, I meant it. I also can't. It is possible, even though you may not believe it, I can change my mind on things, you know, if the relevant information is brought to light. But, facts. Don't confuse me with facts, people. I did get kicked in the calf and it was fine. You keep rolling like in the heat of the moment, but then it's always later. You like go to walk, you're like, oh my God. And now you're limping. And this is what I was saying about the compensation thing. You're limping and now your knee starts to hurt because maybe you're limping you cop a really bad bruise in the ribs and then you're not moving well in the torso and then you tweak your back. And the tweak in the back is probably what's worse than the bruise itself.
Yeah.
For you, Joe, have you ever had like a really bad like egg or like a contusion or a bruise of sorts that was like that had you worried? You're like,
nah. Oh, one that had me worried that wasn't actually a problem, but I remember getting hit, kicked in the eye by my coach. He was demoing something, and somehow his heel spun around and hit me right in the eye socket.
Oh.
And it wasn't actually painful. It was just a shock. I was like, whoa. And he's like, oh, fuck. Sorry, man. You okay? And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, it's all right. Hit me quite hard though, right? Because the heel fits kind of perfectly into the eye socket. And I trained and then I went home and I'm being in the shower and I blew my nose.
Oh, no.
And my eye went... And I was like a white belt or maybe, and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? And I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh my God. It's like, you know, like my, like, you know, I looked like like it had fully blown up. Like, and I can't remember how I don't know what I did. Maybe I started Googling it or asking people. They're like, yeah, that's what happens when you get hit in the eyes or hit in the head. you can't blow your nose. Like, that's why in between rounds, they never let him blow their nose, right? In boxing and UFC and stuff.
Yeah, right.
I was like, fuck, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So anyway, looked terrible, but it settled and
was so bad.
And then it was bruised and people were like, fuck, what happened to you? I was like, I've been fighting, bro.
Yeah. I'm a fighter.
Jiu-jitsu.
So speaking to that point, I was in a supermarket with my ex, Sunny, and she had a similar to you, but just above the eyebrow, but it was such a contusion. It was saggy.
Ooh.
It was really fat and dark, bluey purple, and it was sagging around the eyebrow. And what happens is, because the blood dispersed like over time, it starts to spread, you know, around the area. And we're standing there in the supermarket post jiu-jitsu, right? Because there's a Coles right near where we used to do jiu-jitsu. We're standing just in the line, and the woman's just looking at me like, fucking animal. Look at your woman. Like, you fucking put hands on a woman? Like, the whole time she's scant, like, blip.
No blip, way, for real.
She's looking at me like, you're a dirty ass. She didn't say any of this, but she's just looking at me. Yeah, you piece of shit. And I was standing there, and like, Sonny's just like oblivious to it, because she's like tough as hell and didn't even think. And then the woman, she was kind of like trying to make eye contact with her, like, are you okay? Like, do you need me to call the cops? Like, whatever those symbols are, like, did you leave anything in the vegetable aisle? Like, you know, like something like that. And suddenly like, well, I don't know what's going on there. And then she just...
This woman's like, trying to come on to me.
Have a nice day. Like, she was hating me. I was like, we do jiu-jitsu, man. Like, what? Oh, God. Like, it wasn't even me. It was Big Paul. But that's fine. We're part of a cult where we beat the fuck out of each other and then we hug afterwards. It's normal. But that's the thing. Sometimes it's superficial, but then sometimes you're getting... Like the direct impact injuries, which we're kind of talking about, can have like a it can actually stop how you move.
Yeah, it can be a problem. The shin ones I've had, and I've had them multiple times, that are really painful.
Yeah, a bone bruise.
And like they get in the way of training.
The top layer of your bone is where there is blood flow. Bone is considered to be hard tissue, but the reason why bone can bruise is like that is where there is some arteries and some kind of softer tissues that it can swell. The bone itself can swell, and it just takes forever to settle down.
Yeah,
I actually got kicked in the armpit, and you got a bunch of glands in your armpit. So I don't know if technically it was an edema, maybe it was, but I had like a lump, like it was weird,
ew,
in my armpit, and I couldn't put my arm down and I couldn't lift it up because stretching it was very acutely painful. So I had to kind of I don't know if you've ever tried this. This is weird, some exercise stuff. Just try and hold your arm out to the side for ages.
It gets really hard.
It fatigues, right? So I had to kind of keep my arm on this weird 40. So when I was at home, I had to put like a bunch of cushions so I could rest my arm. And I couldn't get the swelling down because it's like my lymph glands were bruised or some shit. It was ridiculous. Actually, top 10 most painful experiences.
Oh, wow.
Of this weird thing of getting fucking kicked in the armpit. You know, it's tough.
You know, I copped some gnarly bone bruising through this hand.
Oh, you do too.
Yeah, and it's still swollen there, which I think it will be forever, from a weightlifting accident. And that was pretty horrific. Like, it was painful for months. I also just couldn't train any jits or anything while that was kind of healing. But yeah, it was a shit injury.
Yeah,
but that was kind of not jits related.
But that said, you know, you can get things which are technically, well, we're not going to say bones are soft tissue. That's incorrect. But copping any kind of an impact in jiu-jitsu, even though it seems minor, can result in something later, right?
For sure.
And you got to look after these things. So even like a muscle tear, muscle tears are quicker to heal. But if you don't, like, look after them or pay attention to them, they can get worse.
Yep.
And that can extend to bigger and worse things. So for me, when I get any one of these things, the natural instinct is to, like, shy away. Like, don't use it, don't move it, immobilize it.
Yep.
But actually, this is the worst thing. Not the worst thing, but it slows down the rate of healing. Because ultimately, if you want the muscle to heal or you want that area to heal, improving the circulation to the area is important.
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, you know, we've talked about a lot of different approaches to dealing with injuries. Not so much the training side of things, but like acupuncture, massage,
sure,
et cetera. And they really all come back to being the same thing, don't they? It's all about blood flow.
It is. And look, some people will say that certain modalities are scientifically
better or
worse or fake or whatever it is. But your ability to be able to relax and improve circulation, whether it's like getting the muscle to chill or actually directly stimulating it through direct pressure, is incredibly helpful because it basically helps get rid of those waste products and get in the nutrients. And that's really what causes the healing, the oxygen, the amino acids, all of that.
Nutrients.
Yes, we need it. So the other day with my finger, when I had this crazy lump on it, I was actively trying to straighten and bend my finger as much as possible. And within about 24 hours, the bruise had spread out and I had my function again. Even though it hurt, I had it back.
Bro, did you try any fingertine?
I didn't fingertine it, actually. So I don't even know why I didn't think of it. Actually, touching it was incredibly...
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me being a little bitch. But to touch it was hard. Like, it was just so sensitive across the knuckle. But just being able to try and mobilize it was...
Adequate, like...
Good enough.
Yeah, right.
One time, I got a really bad bruise in my tailbone from getting back kicked in Taekwondo. I went to do a back kick. They went to do a back kick, except they back kicked me in the tailbone.
Right up at the top of the ass.
Right. Yeah. You can't sit down. You just can't sit. Like, you've either got to lie on your stomach or stand. It's so painful, like a bone bruising on just above the asshole. It's not a good time. And the only thing that really helped me kind of ease that over time was a heat pack. Like, I couldn't sit on it. I couldn't take that pressure. But just kind of standing, kind of half leaning my butt against the wall with a heat pack really helped just gradually ease it down. It took well over a month to settle that bad boy down. But for yourself, if you have copped really intense bruising or a muscle tear, direct massage has been shown to potentially cause more damage if you have a muscle tear, and sometimes it can be too sensitive, but I like to use heat. Is there any cases or anything that you do in that regard?
Yeah, I like both. Big fan of massage, big fan of heat. You know, I suppose it sort of depends on the nature of the injury, but like say when I fucking ruptured my knee, I wasn't thinking about like massaging it then, right? But I would go to the physio and they would take care of that shit. Yeah. But say like, more recently, I did something to this thumb. I don't know what happened, but it was actually really painful. I could still roll with it, but
were you eye gouging? Were you like, you're like really forcing yourself?
I was fish hooking,
right?
You know, yeah. And I don't know. It must have just been an odd angle.
Yeah,
it was the kind of thing of like, oh, you know, it feels pretty good, and then after training, it was like really, really painful. Like really, you know, and you're like, you can't turn the steering wheel, you can't open door. You're like, I've totally fucked this thing.
Yep.
And then it comes, you know, 50% good and you train again and you're in this cycle.
How long ago was that? It wasn't that long ago, right?
Like 2 weeks ago.
It's still feeling it?
No, it's great now. Yeah, okay. I mean, there's still something there, but it's largely good. But yeah, so for that, I was actually using Fingertine. It was the first time, which are like the little compression bands.
Shout out to our mate, the Grip Physio.
Yeah, brother Lance.
Check him out.
They're actually really handy for it. I did that probably, I don't know, maybe 3 days in a row, and that really felt good because that... promotes blood flow.
Yes.
Promotes. So that was a great solution. And then I was just doing massage. Right. And I have like some kind of like CBD cream that someone gave me years ago at home. And so I was just like rubbing that in.
Yeah.
And like, you know, massaging myself as hard as I could to the pain tolerance I could inflict on myself.
Yeah.
You know, which when you're talking like hand finger stuff, you usually get like you get around and you'll find something and you'll be like, ooh, that's gnarly.
Yeah.
And then just like digging into that. But I found, yeah, those two things were really good for me. Heat packs,
yes,
that you mentioned it, are not something I think to go to, but my partner Misa, she's really big on them.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll often recommend it when I'm like whinging about something.
She's like, here's a solution.
Yeah. And to be honest, every time it blows me away how effective they are.
Right.
And I'm thinking about when I apply them, it's often when it's like some deep kind of thing that I can't access. Right. Like it's something in my shoulder or rotator cuff.
Hard to.
Or it's something access. In like my lower back that you're like, oh, just, I need something to get in there. And it's like, if I can put that heat pack in the microwave and then, you know, sit on it for 15 minutes, I'm like, fuck, the shit's actually gone away. Like it blows me away how effective they often are.
It's so simple, isn't it? It's just localized blood flow and it just really frees things up.
Yeah.
And just doing that. Over, you know, not doing it once, but maybe doing it a couple of times, and then yeah. You're like, wow, things are freer.
Do it every night for, you know, whatever, half a week or something.
However many days. Yeah. I mean, I am a big fan of deep heat, even though it smells pretty intense. And then, you know, there's a few variations on that, whether you like Tiger Balm or any other kind of heat-based cream to improve the blood flow. I'm also a huge fan of magnesium oil. Because even though it's technically not oil, it's just like a magnesium, like I think a chelate or...
Like a magnesium spray?
Spray, which is just in water, but the magnesium gives it a texture of oil.
Right.
They call it magnesium oil. Anyway, you basically get it, spray it on the spot, and this helps the muscle relax, but it also draws blood flow and calcium, which is actually really good for getting muscles to fix up. So... It's interesting to me. I used to do it for muscle cramps. If you ever get like a really intense calf cramp because you've been playing heaps of guard or you're dehydrated or whatever, and you know you experience it where you just your calf locks up and you're mid roll and you got to just keep fighting. But then
just drink that fucking whole shit of magnesium oil.
Yeah, just no topical application only is different types of magnesium. So I had thought that I'll just like a breath freshener. Why is it burning? Putting the magnesium spray on there actually made a huge difference to instead of the pain lasting 5 days, I was pretty good within like 48 hours.
Nice.
So that was you can try it out. It's not to say, oh, this is definitely going to work for you. But now when I get like a really big like a cork in the thigh or a bruise around the neck, heat first and then before bed some magnesium spray. It's made a big difference for me.
Now, with those heat packs, my suggestion would be, like I've had before, like kind of gel ones that you boil them
mm-hmm.
and they get hot and you put them on and like I've never found them to last very long.
I like the wheat pack.
Dude, me too. Yeah. And they're like, it's like a fabric sack mm-hmm. with a bunch of, is it buckwheat or is it wheat?
No, I think it's just like wheat with the chaff. The
yeah,
whole
right. It's a bunch of grain in there and yep. you put this shit in the microwave for like 90 seconds. They get fucking hot and they stay hot. Like they're really, it's quite incredible. But I think they're one of the best investments. Like if you are like, oh yeah, I get some shit every now and again. Get one of those, probably order it on Amazon. And next time, because it's usually when you finish training and you're sitting on the couch at night
yeah.
and you're like, oh fuck, that's sore. Mm. That's the perfect time to go chuck the thing in the microwave, come back 10, 15 minutes. Probably is going to take care of the issue most of the time.
Yeah, because I guess with most of these things, the things we're talking about are reasonably superficial. You haven't done too much structural damage and...
It's not going to help for your ruptured ACL.
No, no. No, that's not what we're talking about.
The fuck it if it feels good. You're going to be on the sidelines for a while anyway, so like, don't worry about it.
Joey said if it feels good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, just limiting that inflammation. Woo, let's go. So ultimately, we get them. We get these bruises. We get these things. And if you find that it is causing you so much pain that you are now limping or you are now compensating, we got to do something about it. So definitely, as opposed to just avoiding all movement, actually doing some activity to get some blood flow into the area is really good. Also, I'm a massive fan of just hot bath. Hot baths. Now,
hot
this isn't
good.
This I isn't love a sauna. Hot bath. You know, I know a lot of people are getting like weird like sauna tents and stuff because people want to get this sauna on. But even just getting some bath salts, which often contains magnesium.
Not the fucking street name for the low-quality methamphetamine that you like to smoke on weekends.
Yeah,
actual bath
then,
salts.
And then start chewing a man's face off.
Yeah.
Florida man. No, don't do that. But it's just being able to sit down and...
Which is magnesium, by the way.
I didn't know that.
No, for the people.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck wit, I know, you know.
All right, sorry. Sorry, just trying to stay open to learning here, Joe. But if you're sitting because not all apartments or houses have bars.
Yeah.
They're starting to build them without them. But just sitting in the tub and then having some bath salts in there actually goes a long way to improving that circulation. So that's another kind of very cheap, easy way that you can start to remedy these problems.
100. And if you can't get, if you don't have a bath, you can go to the beach. It's not going to be hot, but at least you're getting the magnesium salts. You do. You're getting that good mineral salt water.
There is. There's that too. But then it's also the moving. There is an element to that of moving around in water because it deloads the movement and that actually makes it easier to move.
Sure, and then maybe you want to try the pensioners' water aerobics class.
Oh.
Well, that sounds fun. Let's just, okay, next step. Tell me,
next thing. All right, yeah. Now we have to get matching.
You're doing great, Joe. Thanks, coach.
Yeah. Can I get some of those floaty bits under my arm?
Just like GSP under here.
Can I get a matching floral bathing cap?
Yeah.
I'm fitting in.
Thanks, Mavis.
Oh, yeah. That's it, folks. Now, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you listening to our ramblings as we discern some useful content for you. But the thing that helps us and helps us reach more good people like yourselves is not only subscribing and following wherever you're listening or watching this, but giving us a rating. Giving us a rating makes a huge difference whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, however you get at it, so that other people can find it. So do the good thing for other people. Please rate us and that will help us reach more people. Thank you, fam.
Legends.
Appreciate you all.